Unit 9, Communications.
You want to send a telegram to your customers in Kiev. This means a trip to the post office.
Я хочу послать телеграмму в Киев.
Возьмите и заполните бланк.
After you have carefully filled out the form, you want to ask the price. You've heard that sending a telegram can be an expensive proposition.
Сколько стоит эта телеграмма?
20 слов. Значит, 3000 рублей.
20 words, including the address, of course, will come to only 3,000 rubles. That's a bargain. You also want to send home a few of those extra souvenirs you picked up, but you'll have to do that at a different window.
Спасибо. И мне надо послать посылку и заказное письмо.
Идите к окошку номер 5. Там вам помогут.
So you make your way over to window number 5, wondering all the time if you'll have to fill out another form for the package to the USA.
Я хочу послать эту посылку в США. Нужно заполнить какой-нибудь бланк?
Конечно, нужно.
No sense in arguing. Just fill out that form for your brother's present.
Но это только маленький подарок моему брату.
Порядок есть порядок. Пишите подарок на бланке.
And check on how much that registered letter to England is going to cost.
Да, у меня заказное письмо в Англию. Сколько оно стоит?
Don't be shocked when you hear all those thousands. The days of 5 kopecks are gone forever. It will be 1,500 rubles for the letter, 4,500 rubles for the package, for a total of 6,000 rubles.
За письмо 1,500 рублей. За посылку 4,500 рублей. Все вместе будет 6,000 рублей.
While you're here, you might as well pick up some stamps and save yourself a trip the next time.
Еще 5 марок по 500 рублей. И 6 по 1000 рублей.
With all those numbers, it's reassuring to see her figure out the price using an abacus. See if you can follow along with her as she does the addition.
5 по 500 – 2500. И 6 по 1000 – 6. Всего 8500 рублей.
Since you're here, you decide to make an international call. They can place it for you here, and you can pay immediately. It might also be less expensive than a call from the hotel.
Скажите, пожалуйста, где здесь можно заказать международный разговор с Соединенными Штатами?
Вы знаете код страны и код города?
Since it's your home number, you obviously know the country code and the area code, 802. Russians say the city code, but for all practical purposes, it corresponds to our area code.
Да, 001 и код города 802.
Тогда вы можете прямо набирать номер. Идите в кабину номер 4, подождите гудок, и тогда набирайте. После разговора придите ко мне расплатиться.
That's not too complicated. Just go to booth number 4 and dial direct. You can pay after the call. Later on, back at the hotel, you and your old classmate from college, who is now working at the American Embassy in Moscow, decide to make a dinner reservation for this evening. She's an expert on getting around. Listen to how she does it.
Опять занято.
Попробуйте еще раз.
Busy. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Алло, гостиница «Интурист»?
Нет, вы не туда попали.
Извините.
That was a wrong number. So she dials again, and this time it's for telephone information.
Справочная.
Дайте, пожалуйста, номер ресторана «Арагви».
229-37-62.
Now that they have the correct number for that fancy Georgian restaurant, the «Арагви», they place the call.
Ресторан «Арагви».
Здравствуйте. Вас беспокоит Жанна Смит из американского посольства. Я бы хотела заказать стол на сегодня в 20 часов.
Saying she was from the American Embassy can't hurt when she wants a table for this evening at 8 p.m.
Сколько человек?
Нас 5.
Хорошо, все в порядке.
Okay, the reservation for the 5 of them is confirmed. Down in the lobby, someone who looks like she's been here a while is working the phones.
Алло. Попросите к телефону Владимира Ивановича.
Его здесь нет сегодня утром.
Sounds like Vladimir Ivanovich isn't in this morning. Maybe she can leave a message that she'll call back after lunch around 5.
Тогда передайте ему, что звонила госпожа Грин из Вашингтона. Я перезвоню после обеда, около 5 часов.
Я передам. До свидания.
In some hotels, you can dial direct to Europe and the United States. But in a few places, you'll still have to do it the old-fashioned way. That is, you must call an international operator and order a call for a specific time. Let's listen to how it's done.
Я хочу заказать разговор с Вашингтоном.
На какое время?
На 7 часов утра.
You want to give the place and the time of the call. Then you'll be asked for the number and the area code.
Код города и номер.
Код города 202, номер 555-1400.
You might be asked if this is station-to-station, a call to just that number, or person-to-person. Since it looks like our caller is trying to reach the White House, a station-to-station call seems sufficient.
На номер или на человека?
На номер. Это Белый дом.
Not everyone has connections in high political office. Alyosha just wants to call his American friend in Moscow, but she never seems to be at home.
Линда, наконец я дозвонился.
Почему ты не оставил информацию на автоответчике?
He could, of course, leave a message on her answering machine. But Alyosha is a little old-fashioned.
Я их совсем не люблю. Сперва вы слушаете пару глупых слов, а потом гудок. А что сказать потом? Я говорю лишь с живым человеком.
Я с тобой согласна, но у меня никогда нет жетонов на телефон.
Things used to be a lot simpler in Moscow. 2 kopecks would work in any phone. Nowadays you need a special token, and you always seem to be running out of them. Of course, in the information age, maybe next time you can send the fax or use email.
В следующий раз я пошлю телефакс или информацию по электронной почте.
Let's practice some of the expressions you'll need to stay in touch while you're in Russia. Along the way, we'll repeat some of the numbers that are the real key to getting your point across. If you want to send a telegram, you'll have to say,
Я хочу послать телеграмму.
Ask the clerk how much this telegram is going to cost.
Сколько стоит эта телеграмма?
Now listen and repeat the answer. Since the days of inflation have come to Russia, many prices range in the thousands of rubles. How do you say 3,000 rubles?
3000 рублей.
Do you have anything else to send, like a package?
Мне надо послать посылку.
Tell the clerk you have to send a registered letter.
Мне надо послать заказное письмо.
There always seems to be some form to fill out. Just in case, ask if you have to fill out a form this time.
Нужно заполнить какой-нибудь бланк.
If you've filled out the blank, then listen and repeat to yourself the numbers as the clerk adds this all up. The letter costs 1,500 rubles.
Письмо 1,500 рублей.
And with the package, altogether, it will come to 6,000 rubles.
6,000 рублей.
To get the right number and denomination of stamps, say 6 at 1,000 rubles.
6 по 1000 рублей.
Super. Now let's try placing that international call. Ask if there is some place that you can place that call.
Где здесь можно заказать международный разговор?
Do you know the area code? If you're trying to reach Vermont, it's 802.
Код города 802.
A few words are specific to telephone calls. For example, how do you say dial the number?
Набирайте номер.
The tone you'll hear in Russian is called
Гудок.
And if the phone is busy, tell your companion.
Занято.
To find a phone number, call information.
Справочная.
Tell them to give you the number of the Арагви restaurant.
Дайте, пожалуйста, номер ресторана Арагви.
Most Russian telephone numbers in Moscow and St. Petersburg have 7 digits. Russians normally break them down into the first 3 numbers, then the next 2, and then the final 2. Practice this number for the Арагви. 229 229 37 37 62 62. You can be very formal on the phone. Tell them this is John Smith bothering them.
Вас беспокоит Джон Смит.
An easier, less formal way to announce yourself is to say, this is John speaking.
Говорит Джон.
How many people are coming for dinner?
Сколько человек?
There are going to be 5 of you.
Нас пятеро.
A foursome would be...
Нас четверо.
A threesome would be...
Нас трое.
A duo would be...
Нас двое.
Tell the lady on your floor that you want to order a phone call to Washington. Maybe she can do the work for you.
Я хочу заказать разговор с Вашингтоном.
Say it's for 7 o'clock.
На 7 часов утра.
Is it station to station? Say so.
На номер.
If it must be person to person, let her know.
На человека.
Since your friend rarely seems to be at home, ask if she has an answering machine.
У тебя есть автоответчик?
If you're going to be traveling around the city and dependent upon payphones, you'll need some tokens. You can purchase them at a post office. Ask for 10 tokens for the telephone.
10 жетонов на телефон.
And so that you can call or fax someone in Russia, be sure to ask for their numbers.
Какой у вас номер телефона?
Какой у вас номер телефакса?
And that's all there is to it.
It's time to find out how well you've learned your lesson. Are you prepared for the information revolution in Russia? What do you say if you want to send a telegram?
Я хочу послать телеграмму.
Since you'd like to pack light on the return trip home, try sending some of those souvenirs via post. Tell the clerk you have to send a package.
Мне надо послать посылку.
As long as you're here at the post office, you should also send that registered letter.
Мне надо послать заказное письмо.
You thought you heard the clerk say the registered letter cost 1,500 rubles. Repeat that number for her confirmation.
Письмо 1,500 рублей.
Ask her for 6 stamps at 1,000 rubles apiece.
6 по 1,000 рублей.
Can you ask someone where you can place an international call from here?
Где здесь можно заказать международный разговор?
Tell the operator the area code is 802.
Код города 802.
It's time to get started on those calls. Tell your assistant to dial the number.
Набирайте номер.
You're not particularly excited being disturbed at 3 in the morning. Tell the party they've reached the wrong number.
Вы не туда попали.
Can you call information and get a number? No need for lots of words, just ask for the number of the Aragvi restaurant.
Номер ресторана Арагви.
Learn how to listen to and give your own Russian telephone number to friends. Do you remember the number for the Aragvi? It's 229
229
37
37
62
62.
It pays to be polite on the phone. Tell them this is John speaking.
Говорит Джон.
Try to have your call ordered for 7 o'clock in the morning.
На 7 часов утра.
Naturally, you're calling station to station.
На номер.
And you had better take 10 tokens for the payphones.
10 жетонов на телефон.
Finally, ask your business associate for her telephone number.
Какой у вас номер телефона?
And her fax number.
Какой у вас номер телефакса?
Looks like you'll be calling around like crazy, if your busy schedule permits. Happy dialing. Unit 10, Emergencies.
We all hope that your trip goes flawlessly. But in case of an emergency, it's always better to know ahead of time what to do. Let's just pretend that Manya has fallen down, and it appears that she's hurt her leg and can't walk on it.
Manya, что с тобой?
Я упала. Нога болит страшно. Я не могу ходить.
It's best to call for an ambulance.
Не волнуйся, я позвоню в скорую помощь.
Скорая?
Это говорит дежурная из гостиницы «Националь». У нас упала туристка, и она не может ходить. Возможно, что она сломала ногу.
When you call the emergency services, you'll have to be prepared to give good directions.
Вы на каком этаже? В каком номере?
10-й этаж, номер 1015.
Машина у вас будет минут через 15.
It's not even been 15 minutes, and the ambulance has arrived downstairs with a doctor along for the ride. He'll want to know where it hurts and what happened.
Здравствуйте. Где болит? Что случилось?
Я упала час назад и не могу ступать на правую ногу.
Manya fell, and she can't put any weight on her right leg. The doctor wants to know if it hurts right here in this spot.
Здесь больно?
Да, и еще как.
Я думаю, что нога не сломана. Но на всякий случай сделаем рентген.
Thank heavens, the leg does not appear to be broken. But the doctor wants to order some x-rays. Manya just wants him to be careful with that leg. He decides to wrap it tightly for the ride to the clinic for the x-rays.
Только осторожно с ногой.
Я вам ее забинтую, и мы поедем в поликлинику, где сделают рентгеновские снимки.
Manya also wants to get a prescription for a painkiller. Even if her leg isn't broken, it still hurts.
Но это так больно. Вы не можете прописать мне что-нибудь от боли?
That's not a problem. There's a pharmacy downstairs next to the hotel. She can get a prescription filled there. 2 tablets 3 times a day should do the trick.
Пожалуйста. Здесь рядом с гостиницей аптека. Там вы получите эти таблетки. Принимайте по 2 таблетки 3 раза в день.
At the clinic, another tourist seems to have come down with a bad case of the flu. She would like something for the discomfort. But first, the doctor needs to know if she has any allergies.
У вас есть аллергия?
Нет, но когда я приехала, я простудилась и принимала микстуру от кашля.
She's been taking some cough medicine because she caught a cold when she arrived.
Ничего. У каждого москвича грипп в этом году. Что доктор вам прописал?
Анальгин.
Just like home. The doctor prescribed some aspirin. What's her temperature?
У вас есть температура?
Думаю, что нет, но лучше померить. Где у вас термометр?
Let's stop and consider another emergency. Imagine a friend had her purse stolen.
Помогите, позовите милиционера. Кто-то украл мою сумку.
Что случилось?
Я не знаю. Я положила сумку на стол, пошла в туалет, и когда я вернулась, сумки не было.
It certainly wasn't wise to leave her purse lying on the table. And it contained her passport, visa, and customs declaration form.
Что было в сумке? Деньги, документы?
Там были паспорт и виза, таможенная декларация.
It's not all that terrible. After she fills out the police report, she can get most documents replaced by going to her embassy or consulate. The police lieutenant wants to know if there was anything else of value.
Это не страшно. Составим протокол, и тогда вы пойдете в американское консульство.
Что еще было в сумке?
50,000 rubles is no laughing matter, but it's not a fortune.
Приблизительно 50 тысяч рублей и кредитные карточки.
Не забудьте позвонить и аннулировать эти карточки.
That's good advice, to get on the phone and cancel those credit cards. That was nice of her.
Спасибо, вы очень любезны.
Another emergency. You're in a rental car, and it won't go. You call the firm and ask what can be done.
Алло, фирма Космос?
Да, слушаю вас.
Это господин Смит. Сегодня утром я взял у вас на прокат машину.
You're not a mechanic. The car just doesn't go, and it doesn't take a mechanic to see that the radiator is leaking.
Да, я помню. Что-нибудь случилось?
Я поехал в Московский университет, но теперь машина не идет, и радиатор протекает.
That really is unpleasant. Listen closely to the instructions on what to do next.
Тогда заприте дверь и оставьте ключ в багажнике.
That's terrific. Lock the keys in the trunk. How am I going to get back to the hotel?
И как мне добраться обратно в гостиницу?
Возьмите такси. Мы вам оплатим расходы.
So they'll pay for the taxi. But you rented the car for 3 days. What about a replacement vehicle?
Я взял машину на 3 дня. Что делать?
Покажите контракт в нашем филиале на Ленинском проспекте, номер 125. Там вам дадут новую машину.
Before you lock those keys away, you'd better take your copy of the rental agreement. At one of the local offices, you'll be able to obtain a replacement car.
Спасибо.
Извините за неприятность с машиной.
3 emergencies. All solved. Not bad, huh?
Repetition time. Stephanie has hurt herself. Can you ask what's with her?
Что с тобой?
What hurts? The leg.
Нога болит.
Can you still walk? I don't think so.
Я не могу ходить.
Someone will have to call for an ambulance. Will you do it?
Я позвоню в скорую помощь.
Tell the emergency service operator you're on the 10th floor.
10 этаж.
Room 1015.
Номер 1015.
Ask where it hurts.
Где болит?
Ask her what happened.
Что случилось?
Point out to the doctor where it hurts and tell her so.
Здесь больно.
Ask the doctor if she couldn't write you out a prescription for painkillers.
Вы не можете прописать мне что-нибудь от боли?
And be sure to ask where is the pharmacy.
Где аптека?
Repeat her instructions. Take 2 tablets 3 times a day.
Принимайте по 2 таблетки 3 раза в день.
Tell your good friend that you came down with a cold.
Я простудилась.
If you're a guy, you say...
Я простудился.
Were you taking anything for it? Some cough medicine?
Я принимала микстуру от кашля.
Ask your roommate if she has a temperature.
У вас есть температура?
It might be better to measure it. Where is the thermometer?
Лучше померить. Где у вас термометр?
If something happens before your eyes, cry out for help. Call for a policeman.
Помогите! Позовите милиционера!
What was in the purse?
Что было в сумке?
Some money and documents.
Деньги и документы.
And the passport, visa, and customs declaration form.
И паспорт, и виза, таможенная декларация.
And about 50,000 rubles.
И приблизительно 50 тысяч рублей.
You're so kind.
Вы очень любезны.
Your rented car won't go. Call and complain.
Машина не идет.
Someone wants to know how to get back to the hotel.
Как мне добраться обратно в гостиницу?
Tell him to take a taxi.
Возьмите такси.
Now what are you going to do?
Что делать?
Don't worry. There's always a solution.
Now it's your turn. Looks like Nina has hurt herself. Can you ask her what's the matter?
Нина, что с тобой?
It must be her leg that's hurting.
Нога болит.
How do you say, I can't walk?
Я не могу ходить.
Tell them all that you will call for the ambulance.
Я позвоню в скорую помощь.
While everyone is waiting, ask her where it hurts.
Где болит?
We all want to know what happened. Can you ask her?
Что случилось?
Show them where it hurts, right here.
Здесь больно.
Find out where the pharmacy is.
Где аптека?
What did he say, three times a day?
Три раза в день.
You've come down with a cold.
Я простудилась.
Does anyone know if he has a temperature?
У вас есть температура?
Now, where do you have that thermometer?
Где у вас термометр?
You've just noticed a robbery taking place. Call for help.
Помогите!
Call for a policeman.
Позовите милиционера.
You seem to be blocking traffic. Explain to the officer that your car won't go.
Машина не идет.
Can you find out how to get back to the hotel?
Как мне добраться обратно в гостиницу?
Take a taxi.
Возьмите такси.
Easy for you to say, but what are we going to do?
Что делать?
With all the words and phrases you now know, you'll have no trouble at all. Unit 11. Meeting people.
Your visit to Russia won't be complete unless you can go out and mix with the Russian people. Let's listen in to how well one of the members of our group is doing. Thomas is introducing himself to a young Russian woman.
Здравствуйте, меня зовут Томас.
Меня зовут Екатерина. Катя. Очень приятно.
That certainly sounds like a Russian name, but is she or isn't she?
Вы русская?
Да, русская. Я москвичка.
I was right, and from Moscow too. And here I am from Chicago.
А я американец из Чикаго.
A crowd of Russians just arrived. They're obviously acquainted with those people in the corner.
Привет, Нина.
Привет, Маша.
And some sort of business-like introduction is going on over a cup of coffee.
Разрешите мне представить моего коллегу, Ричард Браун.
Валерий Ганичев. Очень приятно.
Mr. Ganichev is delighted to make Richard Brown's acquaintance.
Очень приятно.
That evening at the theater, someone is trying out a trusted line.
Вы часто ходите в театр?
Да, у меня абонемент в Большой театр.
Do you come to the theater often? That's an old one, but this season ticket holder doesn't seem to mind. Now he'll ask if he can treat her to a glass of champagne during the intermission.
Могу я вас угостить бокалом шампанского во время антракта?
Спасибо, с удовольствием.
And it worked. The next day, you try to get something arranged for your last evening in Moscow.
Здравствуйте, девушки. Какие у вас планы на сегодня?
Мы должны работать, но потом мы свободны. Что вы предлагаете?
They have to work until early this evening, but they want to know what you're proposing.
Где играют современную музыку?
В Метелице, на Новом Арбате. Там дискотека открыта до трех часов.
At the Metelica, the music plays until 3 in the morning. While you're dreaming of discos, the sad reality of parting begins for some of your group members who are leaving tomorrow.
Карен, ты завтра уезжаешь?
К сожалению, да. Дети скучают по маме.
Yes, the children miss mommy.
Тогда прощай.
Говори не прощай, а до свидания. Я обязательно приеду в будущем году.
In Russian, the word for farewell has a finality about it. It's much nicer to say goodbye, which really means until we meet.
Тогда заходи к нам в гости.
Да, но сперва вы с мужем должны приехать к нам в Америку. Мы будем вас ждать.
Karen will be delighted to accept the invitation to drop in on her visit next year, but she too wants to extend an invitation for Nina and her husband to visit her in America.
Спасибо за приглашение. До свидания.
До свидания.
Let's quickly review what you can do with the Russian you've learned by repeating some of these frequent expressions. To say hello and introduce yourself, you can say
Здравствуйте, меня зовут Саша.
Let them know it's a pleasure.
Очень приятно.
Tell them you're an American.
Я американец.
Я американка.
Here's Natasha. Say hi.
Привет, Наташа.
It's been said a million times before, but ask him if he comes to the theater often.
Вы часто ходите в театр?
And if you're invited and accept, then accept graciously, with pleasure.
Спасибо, с удовольствием.
Let's ask the girls what their plans are for this evening.
Здравствуйте, девушки. Какие у вас планы на сегодня?
Some of us have to work.
Мы должны работать.
But some of us are free.
Мы свободны.
Find out if she's leaving tomorrow.
Ты завтра уезжаешь?
Go ahead. Be dramatic. Tell him farewell.
Прощай.
To invite someone to drop in for a visit, you say
Заходи к нам в гости.
Don't forget to be polite and express your gratitude for the kind invitation.
Спасибо за приглашение.
And then it will be time to say goodbye.
До свидания.
Here it is, your final test. Now you get to say hello and goodbye to your Russian friends for one last time. Show them how well you know the language. Give those new visitors to America a warm Russian-style hello.
Здравствуйте.
Tell them your name.
Меня зовут Саша.
They are so surprised, one of them wants to know if you are a Russian.
Вы русская?
If you're not, what about your husband?
Вы русский?
Actually, you are both Americans.
Я американец.
Я американка.
They want to know if you will join them for dinner. Go ahead and accept.
Спасибо. С удовольствием.
Now ask the ladies what their plans are for this evening.
Здравствуйте, девушки. Какие у вас планы на сегодня?
Who has to work? We do.
Мы должны работать.
We're free for the evening over here.
Мы свободны.
Time has gone by so quickly. Are you really leaving tomorrow?
Ты завтра уезжаешь?
Be sure to invite him to drop in for a visit.
Заходи к нам в гости.
Thanks for the invitation.
Спасибо за приглашение.
And now it's time for us to say goodbye.
До свидания.
До свидания.
Goodbye, and our best wishes for you as you set off with your new Russian skills on the go.